I'm here at the 2017 GAC, hosted by the fine folks at CUNA.
Fantastic.
So, thank you for that. They put on a great show. We are here with John Ainsworth from MasterCard and John Best from Best Innovation Group. How are you guys?
Awesome.
I've been hanging out in his booth playing with his robot.
Oh my gosh, Pepper is quite the character.
Hashtag free Pepper,
Well, yeah, they're trying to take it. It's this poor robot that he's got, indentured servant hood at his place. They make it dance. People yell at it to dance, and it has to dance.
It hasn't, or it has?
It has to. Oh, it doesn't have a choice.
It has to.
So he's on a mission to release her.
I want it to be free.
I can see her going down the escalator.
It needs to be free. I think it'll leave on its own, but I'm not sure.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I wanted her to come out and sit in a chair and do an interview, but we'll try on that a little later.
Yeah, and I did find out it was a her. It told me that. It said in Japan, it's a her, but here not so much, if you ask that question. I did learn that.
I'll leave it alone.
That's an interesting response.
Yeah.
All right, hey, let's talk about something equally, if not better.
Yes.
Set it, credit.
Yes.
John, tell us, and then we'll get to you, John.
Yep.
John. So... what's set of credit?
So, have you ever gotten like a new credit card in the mail?
Yes.
So, one day I was sitting around, I got a new credit card in the mail, and I realized I had a new job, right? So, I was like, it was due to fraud. It was from my credit union. And so, I went to put it in, and I realized I had like hundreds of sites that this thing was in. And I realized real fast because like I forgot to do Netflix. I don't know if you know this, but if Netflix stops working, that's a family emergency. Like my son called, my wife called, my mom called.
All the cops.
Yeah, everybody was flipping out. So I was like, oh, don't worry, I got it covered. But I realized that there wasn't a tool to really just update this. There are tools out there, but they're not kind of in the consumer's hands in the sense of the ability to sort of update these things. And so I started to go on that journey of how could I get it to where you could, my dream was this, go into home banking or mobile banking, click a button, and have my card just go to all the places that it needs to go, whether it be Amazon, PlayStation, Xbox, all actual accounts I have, Hulu, Netflix, as we mentioned. I actually have a list of them, AT&T. We actually have a Sprint account as well. Just on and on in all these accounts that we have relationships in. So I started working on technology that would allow me to do this. And that's what Set It Credit became, was the first part of the platform was this solve this problem of me having to go out and update all these things. But as I started to dig into it, I realized after talking to John, there's a tremendous business opportunity right here. And the idea was, we believe that people are going to experience erosion on a small scale. So it's not about being top of wallet anymore. Now you have to be top of app.
Right.
Ah, okay, okay. And what's MasterCard's role in this?
So first of all, I think for us, and the reason we brought the mobile showcase was in the connected land of Internet of Things, there's a whole new experience for consumers. And so members are actually expecting something different. And so in the digital land, we don't have a physical card present, right? And as you walk through, whether it be the refrigerator, whether it be, you know, a tabletop restaurant, whether it be ordering unattended from Pepper, none of those have the traditional card experience, right? So they're all in app. So for us, that creates a whole new paradigm, first in the experience of how I use it. But to John's point, what happens during the life of that account? So if I have an experience that's negative, what do I have to do? So the whole theme of trying to add more time back to where if I have whatever event, I don't have to go through all of the hassle and pain to make a consistent experience. So making sure that's consistent is a big, big part. And so I guess the point for us is in the land of digital, it's here. So we're already thinking about how to enhance that experience, not is that an actual experience that may come. So that makes sense.
That's today, you know. The other thing we were talking about, him and I were just having a discussion. Most Canadians, if I called and said, hey, I want the payoff for my car, that credit union would actually call you back and it would say, hey, what are you doing, right? Because they don't want to lose the loan for that car.
Right.
But let's say that, I was talking to Carrie from Co-op about this. Let's say that, I was buying my airline tickets on a consistent basis with the credit union credit card, but one day I just stopped. No one's calling me. And so that's the other piece
that
Set It Credit is it's an analytics platform to help drive the new digital market. You need to be top of digital, top of app. And so there's a whole analytics piece to this that's looking through those. Like, you know, we could statistically say, and this is something that was pretty mind-blowing to me, statistically, let's use iTunes as an example.
Yep.
Both of you have iTunes accounts?
Yep.
Great example. Okay, so 800 million accounts. Right?
Yep.
I think 2013 census said there was about 156 million adults over 18 that could have basically something, right?
I'll buy that.
So if we were to, you know, just be conservative, I'd say about 65%, any credit union, about 65% of their population probably has an iTunes account. You know, minus the elderly and accounts that are minor accounts. But other than, well, minor accounts might even be more. That's one of the reasons why we have PlayStation and Xbox in there, but that's a whole different thing.
I digress.
Yeah, I digress. So as they move into that space, but when we look at the penetration by a credit union into these, when we have credit unions, we actually, first set of credit, one of the things we do is we run a free report. So if you come to us, we'll give you a free report that shows you how well you're doing against Amazon, against Netflix, about these top digital retailers. And we find every time it's very low. You know what I often do? And I did this actually in a big credit union. I was at their offsite, and I said, how many of you have iTunes accounts? I kid you not, it was almost the entire room. I said, all right, put them down. How many of you have your, whatever the name of this credit union was,
right,
you know, tender inside of, you know, that means a debit or credit, I don't care which right. one, inside of those things. And it was not even half. It was way lower. And I said, the first thing you could do to help this credit union is all of you can go home and make sure you're paying those things from your account. Just that alone, just that little movement of this many people could make a difference.
So one of the points that I think John makes that is very valid is on the income erosion. And the conversation goes like, well, you know, how much money do I make on this transaction? We're like, you missed the point. You didn't even see the transaction, right? You weren't even in the app. So it was complete disintermediation. So I think for us, there's kind of three things that we're really focused on. One is disintermediation, making sure you can actually be there. Second, the consumer experience and what they're demanding and what the members want. They want it from their credit union partner. So this is a way to make them be there. And then, of course, the third is the revenue, making sure that it's sustainable. So I think it's a very appropriate solution for right now, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're so thankful to have MasterCard aboard. They've helped really helped shape the vision of this as we go along, and they're just really innovative, and I like that. So John's been a great partner for
us. Two together without the appropriate intervention can be dangerous.
Yeah, look, there's no one actually stopping me from doing anything at this point, so now I'm loose. Anything can happen. That's why I'm taking off with Pepper before I leave.
There you go.
I bought the plane ticket.
Save
it
Pepper.
Should be fine. I'm going to save Pepper.
You
watch.
See you running out the door with Pepper.
Yeah,
she
could be over my shoulder going, I'll dance for you, and now we go. It's going to be like, you ever see, it was Chewbacca with C-3PO when he was carrying around an Empire.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like, I think I have to take it apart a little to get it in my suitcase.
Well, just watch out for TSA. They might have a few questions.
He said it was
for
only $80,000.
It's cheap.
Yeah. You could get another
jump change, come on.
I'll save that one too. It needs a friend. That's the other thing.
Salt.
I'll tell you, it's very lonely over there.
It's
it needs salt. You should get salt instead of something.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thanks
John,
so much.
Always
a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
John, thank you very much.
SantaCredit.com if you want to check it out.
Let's do it. All right. Well done, lads. Good job.